The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb tag. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
This is better. What's up, everybody? It's Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom show. Zoom. Lewis, if we stop doing Zoom shows, what's the whole, the studio is more of a Twitch studio then?
This, yeah. I mean, I still like sometimes do things on Zoom, but I do Twitch in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zoom switching is, up.
It's a thing of the past.
Zoom, things a thing of the past, you think?
Yeah, I mean, for like podcasting.
For broadcasting, maybe, yeah.
It's unnecessary. I mean, you do an interview with somebody, obviously, that's kind of cool. But, you know.
Well, still, though, Howard Stern does it, but it's like he has his studio at home made to look like his home. So it looks like people are in studio. It's weird.
That's funny.
Did you guys see that Will Smith talked to, of all people, Trevor Noah about slapping Chris Rock finally?
No, really? What did he say?
Please pull it up.
Is he like apologetic about it?
I didn't really get to see too much of it. I heard Howard Stern mention it, but I saw it on World Star Hip Hop, like a 4-minute version of it, of him talking about it. But it's like, I think it's funny. Like, he just describes it as like, he's like, man, I just had a lot going on that day. It's just like, not a good enough excuse for that situation. He goes, dude, it was just one of them days.
Like, it's just one of them days. He was listening to Limp Bizkit. It's all about the he said, she said bullshit. Dude, I mean, look, I'm not even saying that I've been above slapping one of my friends. I guess I've never just slapped one of my friends because they made a joke. But I'm saying, like, I've gotten, like, physical with my, when I was a kid, you know, I've gotten, like, physical. Like, you get into a scuffle with your buddy. I remember one time me and my buddy Forrest were living together. We were arguing, and I didn't hit him, but I threw a sandwich.
We were hosting an award show, and he started making fun of my girl.
Simply because my girl's bald headed.
But it's like the context of him, you're so famous, you're 50, you're at an awards show in front of fucking the world watching on TV.
You're all in tuxedos.
2,000 people. Like, there's so many things that's gonna stop you from smacking somebody for saying some shit. Like, it is a deeper seated problem. All of
he walked up so slow where he was like, this live? We live? Okay, good.
It's all of those things, obviously. I mean, look, whatever, just breaking down that thing that's old at this point. But the thing that really just made him look so bad afterward was that they caught him laughing at the joke.
Beginning, yeah.
They caught him laughing at the joke and then her being serious. So he went all the way 180 from like, haha, that's funny, to like, I'm gonna do something about this. It's just
good stuff, Chris Rock. You still got it. I mean, oh, hang on, I have to go hit him.
There's like this whole sub genre of celebrities that are obviously crazy. Like, Kanye is an extreme version, right? I think Britney Spears, Madonna, now Will Smith, like, they're just kind of crazy. And because we have social media now, we actually know they're crazy. There's always been crazy celebrities. I'm sure, like, fucking you know, the Godfather, what's his name, he's probably a wacky motherfucker, right? And he had all these like crazy intricacies, but you didn't get to really see. You get to hear about it through like certain, like, you know, stories and tales that people would tell. But look how many crazy fucking celebrities there are now.
Well, imagine like you see someone like Sean Connery. Like we just have that one interview where this is on an interview and he's just like, "Oh, you got to slap a bitch sometimes," and everyone's like, "What the fuck was that moment?" But imagine if that guy just had a phone with a camera that he could turn on himself anytime he felt like going on a rant and just like fucking talk to everybody. It's like it's yeah, we'd know a lot more about how crazy they are.
Yeah, they're for sure. But also, like I said, like just. Taking into consideration, like, it's, I don't think it's any surprise that all these fucking things. I mean, obviously, there's so much more accessibility to people, but like the last 3 years or the, you know, 4 years almost, have been fucking nuts.
Yeah. A lot of people. You know I mean? It was very bad for mental health. The last,
I agree, but I don't think there's a correlation between that and these batshit crazy celebrities. I think these are, this is like entitlement derangement or whatever, right?
Maybe by thinking, you're also like just seeing people.
Especially somebody like Will Smith who hasn't had. You know, I mean, he since he was a kid, he's been famous, right? And like you see this happen a lot. I wouldn't call him, he's not a child star, but borderline. I mean, basically, Will Smith, right? He was a teenager when he got discovered, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
I mean, a borderline child star who's not really had to work for anything in like a traditional sense or have any true hardships. So it's like a little hardship, like somebody making a joke about your wife will send you off the fucking deep end. And because we have cameras now, I think you're just going to see it more and more. I don't know, especially for the celebrity class who's extremely rich. COVID didn't fucking really affect them like that. They had houses. They still did the things that they wanted to do. They traveled on private jets. It didn't affect me that much because I didn't let it affect me. And I'm not even rich. So I can only imagine people who have millions and millions of dollars and access to whatever.
Yeah, but they were locked down in their mansions and shit. Yeah. But Will Smith was locked down with his fucking batshit crazy wife. Listen to stories of her getting fucked by 19-year-olds.
You don't know how it may have affected you. You don't know how, you know what I mean? Like, it was all so fast. I don't even think some people have processed all the shit yet. But I mean,
Lewis. We don't do this podcast anymore. Me and Jay aren't here right now. You're in a windowless room.
We died from COVID, bro.
How much has affected you? You split from reality. You still walk down to your basement and podcast every day with two ghosts.
I'm still living in Harlem right now.
You know what I mean? I think some people haven't even like fully shown what they have. But yeah, but you know, was that Bobby that wrote in the notes there? Like, yeah, like Amanda Bynes, that was before all that.
Yeah,
Shia LaBeouf, that was before all that.
Yeah, but Britney was before all that. Madonna.
Well, it's also, look, artists in general are a little bit crazy, like all types of artists. You're living in a little bit different of a reality than most people, and you're a little more like, you know, it's just like a different type of mindset.
Why do you think Madonna is being crazy?
You haven't seen her on social media lately?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like she's like an old fucking
crazy.
Seems pretty nuts.
But what she's saying or doing that's nuts.
She's just posting like really weird, provocative images. And there's like a look of derangement in her eyes.
I mean, she's done that since she was like a fucking teenager.
Yeah, but it's different when you see it in a 65-year-old broad.
I feel like just lately she sort of emerged on social media. I feel like she wasn't as active, or at the very least, I wasn't noticing her being a fucking crazy bitch on social media. It never got to my radar. And now things keep on coming up. Just try to pull up some recent stuff on social media.
Yeah, but
aren't
they always just like she's being provocative and like trying to be sexy as an old lady? That's all it really is. I mean, like,
I'm just saying, man, I've seen a few things.
This doesn't strike me as not. This doesn't strike me as that crazy for Madonna.
Go to the middle one right there. Let's see what she's saying here. She doesn't have eyebrows.
Or no, she's dying them.
Have you ever been punched in your motherfucking face? What you say? Oh, you haven't?
You don't think this is crazy for Madonna to be doing? To that face, it's not attractive. Like, she doesn't have the wherewithal.
I just think she's like having some fucking...
qualifies for AARP.
Sure. Well, when Lark Voorhees looked all fucked up, like, didn't just because her face was so fucked up and she would let people take pictures of her like that, didn't you go, there's something going on there, like psychologically? And that's what I'm almost saying this with Madonna. She looks so weird and batshit, and she's like doing, like, it's her social media. She's like, I don't know. It just screams crazy. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. That one doesn't strike me that much. Britney Spears seems to be doing pretty wacky shit.
See, she looks good in that one, by the way. Go back up
with the three fingers up.
She looks fine in those images.
By the way, they're all just filtered fucking, she's an old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just doesn't strike me that. I mean, she's not doing anything weirder than she's already done. I think it's weird to date somebody like 30 years old when you're 65, but like, you know, she will.
I don't think it's weird for a chick. I almost say even less so now than a dude. Isn't that weird? I've like flopped on that. Like with a chick, I see. Yeah, maybe I'm fucking wrong.
I just think she's not a good example.
I love the one comment from Crank Brook Pure Bullies said disgusting. But wasn't Madonna just recently? She took a fucking whippet on her social media.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Yeah,
bizarre, dude.
I'm just saying, I don't think she's being any more fucking like provocative and outlandish than she's ever been. The Britney Spears stuff seems like that shit to me. And we're also justifying that on or judging that based off of Britney Spears does and always has had batshit eyes.
No. Now it's another level. Dude, when she was younger, she was like kind of a cute chick. You could tell she was a little bit loopy. She is off her fucking rocker.
Well, she's a dummy is what she is. She's dumb.
And I think it's just like, I think also years of medication and shit. Like she's just like,
she's off her rocker. She's out of her fucking mind. She'll post like six pictures in a row, the same pictures on Instagram. She's like a crazy person.
Does she say crazy shit?
Yeah, dude, her fans, it'll just be like a crazy paragraph about Jesus while it's like her tits out in a bathtub.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes is pretty fucking bat shit.
Look, I'd like to suck. Never professional pick. Sucking comes easy for me. Keep clapping, bitch. I mean, what is going on?
Yeah, that's pretty bizarre.
It's a crazy person.
By the way, Rosebud Baker trying to get in there, see if she writes back to her. You get to see everybody. That's hilarious. Figs. Dude, it's so funny seeing friends of ours who comment on celebrity posts.
I don't know that I don't think they're trying to get them to write back from them. I think they're trying to like you comment. It's like a public place.
Yo, clout chasing you?
I comment on mug shorties all the time just to get likes on my comment and just like to be funny.
I don't know what that is. What's that?
You don't know mug shorties?
No.
I'll pull up Mug Shorties on Instagram right now, Jay. This is a great follow. I can't believe you don't follow Mug Shorties.
I don't know who that is.
Do you follow Mug Shorties or Nature is Metal? Two of the best followers on Instagram.
I know Nature is Metal.
Yeah. They follow us back.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're awesome.
I don't really scroll through Instagram at all.
So Mug Shorties is just hot girls that have been arrested as their mugshots and the story of why they're arrested, like a quick little description.
Wait, what is it? Jamar Neighbors hits on her in one of the posts?
Oh, and Brittany? Oh, that's hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's just I don't think you're on Instagram like that, Jay. Like that's like a subtext of how you enjoy Instagram is you like comment on shit and try to get likes and engagement, and it's a whole other to do. So yeah, this is mug shorties.
Oh, mug shots of girls.
Mug shorties. I let the girl with the pink ruin me.
Yeah.
Look at her.
She seems sane.
She's a problem. She's a fucking problem.
She's just an assault warrant. No big whoop.
I know. Then I wrote, my comment was warranted.
You commented on it. You love her.
Yeah. I comment on all of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but like any of the ones that I could think of anything. Say, look, DUI causing property damage. Building needed remodeling. Free her.
you just defend them all.
Yeah.
Public intoxication, disorderly conduct. Yeah, these aren't even good crimes.
Yeah,
we were trying on Bonfire to get where me and Bobby Kelly wanted to try to get one to fall in love with us and go visit her. When you do,
oh, like, so like a reverse,
like the love after lockup thing.
Well, like chicks do that all the time. Shannon, I believe, was like pen pals with some.
Well, no, guys, that's why that show Love After Lockup exists. It's guys waiting for girls, but it's 100% of the time. When the guy gets when they get out of jail, I shouldn't say 100% of the time, but very rarely, it's like you're watching like the aftermath of somebody using somebody else for the most part, and then having to watch that person like slowly try to get out of the promises they made when they were in jail or whatever. It's so fun.
So who made the promises? What do you mean?
The person in jail made plenty of promises to the person out of jail when they met, like, we're going to be together. It's like these lonely fuckhead guys a lot of times, and they're like, oh, this like cute younger girl's going to like be.
And she's
going to
send me $30 a month, which will buy me potato chips and shit.
No, you're going the opposite direction. I'm saying like the guy's out of jail, the girl's in jail.
No, the girl's
and the
in
guy,
jail.
And it's the same thing. It's like ugly girls generally. There's exceptions to this, but it's ugly girls out of jail sending much better looking guys for the most part, or in shape guys, money in jail, taking care of them, with the promise when they come out, the guys, you, they will use them some more to like go live with them and kind of like mooch off their shit for a while, but they're going to like, eventually it's just like to move away from them. When the guys are out of jail and the girl, it's like a hotter chick who's in jail usually, and they give them a bunch of money while they're in jail to make sure, you know, take care of, they have all the stuff they need. And when they come out, the guys are just these dweebs who expect to fuck. And these girls just, it's funny just watching them make excuses to not fuck forever.
Yeah. That's
me and Bobby Kelly, we're going to reach out to and make her our girlfriend.
You're going to try to get a girlfriend?
And then like the two of you combined? One girl,
or we were thinking maybe individually write letters and have a love triangle with her.
Well, if they're cute chicks, I'm sure it's almost like the, you know, I'm sure that there are 50 guys writing them letters and sending them money.
Yes,
that's what I would do. Like, that, yeah. I mean, dude, that, by the way, that would be a fucking poppin' OnlyFans from jail. See if there is one, dude, where it's a chick taking like fucking like jamming fucking like homemade shanks into her pussy.
Like a toilet paper roll. It's got two newspaper stuffed in it.
Yes, dude, an OnlyFans from jail would fucking pop the fuck off, like a hot prisoner bitch. And she just got to send the pictures out to like somebody on the outside to take care of it.
The issue is you have to get a cell phone in.
There's cell phones in every fucking prison in this country.
You mean like contraband wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, but it might get taken away and you have to like pause your own, figure out how to get another one. Okay. Yeah, I think, Jay, if you're a girl and you fucking, I watch a lot of prison shows.
A very literal response to that.
Well,
it might get taken away.
Well, no, you're saying, I wonder if they, I said, I wonder if someone has an OnlyFans now. I said, it's just probably too hard to pull off. But maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
That would be my guess also, but who the fuck?
Yeah, knows? I'm not seeing any. It's not coming up in my Google search. Yeah,
Bobby's yet. Always on Big J's side. I know, dude.
Remember you literally told him to look up that literal thing and then got mad at me for taking it literally?
Can we be mad at our staff for 2 weeks in a row now leaving things that are not allowed on YouTube on the fucking YouTube channel?
Yes.
It's fucking crazy, dude. One, pussies. And
the other one, Dave screaming the N-word.
And then Dave hard R-ing the N-word.
Nonstop.
I don't think that's right.
Well, we know, nobody, you know, hard art the N-word.
No, it was,
actually, to be fair, Lewis and Jay both hard art the N-word.
We both hard art the N-word.
What?
It
that's
was matter
disgusting.
Of fact.
No, that's what I was going to say. Lewis went, it was like my emotional shift was so fucking crazy. Because it was
That's funny.
When you said to me, yes, I was on Bonfire, I think, when you first texted that. I saw my phone buzz and I looked at it and it was like, it goes, Big J says the N-word, whatever minutes into the YouTube show or something. I was like, what? Like, what is this? And then I couldn't. And then
Jay's like, you're like, was I on Hot One saying the N-word?
Oh, what N-word, that's hot. But that's also, I thought it was a suggestion for the title of the episode. Big J says the N-word 608. And
that's a fucking hilarious title for the episode. No, what I was saying was that YouTube will ban our channel if we're just saying the fucking N-word all willy-nilly. And if you want to hear us say the N-word, you obviously have to subscribe to Gas Digital, assholes.
What is
you'll hear a lot of it.
I'll tell you what, man. Like, they are social media from being like the wild, wild west now is like real. I read Toure, you know, Toure from Philly. He posted a thing that his Facebook or something's restricted because he just said the word Hitler and something like people were, he was arguing with people back and forth about the Kyrie Irving, I guess, stuff or whatever. And it's one of them. He just mentions Hitler and he's like restricted. I mean, it's so weird. Like what is
as the... one of the great minds of our generation.
That'd be great if that's actually what he said. He goes, all I did was mention Hitler. And then I said a whole thing about how he did nothing wrong. And
what? You can't come with that guy for getting the trains to run on time?
Yada, yada, yada. 6 million dead.
He goes, so you're telling me we're not allowed to say the word Hitler anymore?
Bing, bang, boom. 6 million. Doubtful. No, I it's funny.
Yeah, if you're using Jew math, it was 6 million. Real quick, gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank Zippix for supporting today's show. Zippix makes incredible products. I love Zippix. If you're trying to cut back on smoking, if you can't smoke while you're at work all day, or if you're trying to quit smoking, Zippix is a great product. They have toothpicks that are laced with nicotine, and they really work super quick. If you're looking for a nicotine buzz, you pop it right in. You get to look like a fucking suave Latino.
Wherever you might be that you're not allowed to smoke, whether at that, if it's a meeting with Fortune 500 hedge fund managers or just on a private jet cruising around for fun, pop in a Zippix toothpick.
Yeah. Maybe you're hanging out with Kanye.
Maybe you're hanging out with Kanye and Nick Fuentes and Milo Yiannopoulos. Yes, on your way to have dinner with Donald Trump.
What a life. Pop a Zippix in and there you are. You got your buzz. Nobody's none the wiser. Cheaper than cigarettes. They don't smell bad. They got 6 awesome flavors. Jesus Christ. ZippixToothpicks.com. Use the promo code LOS10 when you check out. You're actually going to save 10% off your entire order. Once again, that is ZippixToothpicks.com. Use that promo code LOS10 to save 10% off your entire order. All right, where were we?
You know what's funny? Those pedophile hunter videos, they have to use a lot of, like, I guess, like what they find out now are not cancelable, but like lose your channel, like offenses. So like having like cartoon noises almost in the middle of them like talking with somebody goes, I know they like, you can't say they call child porn CP, and like, but if he says the actual word, he goes, I'm willing to bet if I go on your phone, I see a whole bunch of child wonk. Like to do like cartoon noises for him. he goes, I think you invited this 13-year-old girl over here. She said you wanted to suck your hee hoo and you wanted to
Dude, it's so funny because people do this on Instagram as well. That's what I see. So, and by the way, Bobby and
the
Alex,
word sex will be dollar signs.
Yeah, chime in on this. It'll be like, it won't even be a curse. It'll be like, you know,
sex, the word sex. Porn stars all
you say
they
have to. You can't take gun. You can't take gun either.
Yeah, isn't it, Bobby? We heard on SDR, it's sex is usually S3X.
Yeah. You can't have sex in your profile or your title or anything.
Yeah, but hold on. As a proud sex worker, how do you feel, Lewis? Listen, I put out reels all the time, and I use the you know, what do they call it for the word?
N-word?
Subtitles. Hashtags.
No.
Subtitles?
Subtitles, thank you. Jesus Christ. Ooh. Bobby, I just wish you understood me more. I use the subtitles that they provide me, and I don't ever change sex to or anything like that. I leave it as it is. I've never had a video flag for words that I've used.
Maybe it's just lucky, or I don't know if it's like they can catch it all. But I know like the girl we had on Bonfire yesterday came in, and she was like, "Hopefully this one." I'm on my like 7th Instagram page.
Well, they're hookers. And by the way, I have no issue with sex work. Like, I'm not one of these guys being like, Dave's all fucking Christian conservative on this stuff, even though he's a libertarian and it's hypocritical. But
what are you talking about?
Hypocritical, dude. I see what's going on here.
What am I hypocritical about?
I don't know. I read some
libertarian that called you hypocritical, and I don't know what he really meant, but I knew it would grind your gears a little.
At least you pronounced it right.
I think it's a weird thing I have. I openly talk about my hypocrisy of like when I feel bad almost every porn person I meet, or at very best I feel like, oh, they don't seem like they're suicidally damaged, you know what I mean? But like I still will watch porn, I'll bang a hooker, but I'll traffic a child, I don't give a shit.
I don't think that's really hypocrisy. It's like, I don't know, kind of recognize that it's like, just recognize the reality of it. Well, you know,
no,
then
for
you
sure.
get to meet those porn stars.
I think, by the way,
about,
I'm not pr- when I'm jerking off to porn, I'm not proud of myself. Like, I'm not going like, ooh, look at this great thing I'm doing. It's pathetic and sad. And if after I come, I feel bad about myself as I'm cleaning myself up because I'm covered in my own cum.
I had that when I was like a kid about more. Myself. I don't, as an adult, I really don't. I also don't jerk off an amount that it's like, I'm like, what am I doing? But like
every time I jerk off afterwards, I'm like, what the fuck am I? Because like, it's such a
really?
The act of it is so like in the purest form, like self-serving. And like, you're just like, yeah. I can't control myself. So like a monkey, I have to start rubbing my genitals.
It is ridiculous when you think about really it.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous content. But I mean, at this point, I think I'm like, you know, before I hit the sack on the road or something. You know what I mean?
I jerk off almost every day. But I'm just saying, when I'm done doing it, and once you get that nut out of you and that evil's out of you, and you look, I have a big mirror in my house. So sometimes I'll look over at myself jerking off, like the way that my body is. And I was like, what am I even doing? This is, I have my legs spread too wide for some reason. I don't know why. Sometimes my hips lock. And when I'm done jerking off, I'm covered in. Dude, listen, I spread my legs pretty wide while I'm beating, right? Mm-hmm. And my hips will lock out, right? So nice. When I'm done jerking off, I sometimes have
they
to
crack.
Take my. No, I have to literally with my arms take my legs and put them back in normal position.
What?
Like,
I've never heard of that problem.
You understand? Like, I'm spreading my legs and I get so I into it. But I get so into it that my legs hit a certain threshold where they get so wide.
You have to pop them back in like you're an action figure.
Yeah, dude, like my shoulder was dislocated. I have to slam it against the door. No, dude, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm spreading my legs so wide that it gets to a certain point where just the strength of my own hip flexors won't be enough to pull my legs back. I have to literally, with my arms, push them back together.
I mean, that's a lot. I can see feeling horrible about yourself after that.
Yeah. I feel pretty horrible about you.
Oh, dude, I got a jerk sneeze.
I don't know if I know I physically could, but like my mindset is so hilariously out of a couple things. Me and a buddy fucking a chick. I couldn't even like wrap my brain around that anymore. And the other is fuck. I had two of these for sure.
But then you started thinking about that, and you started to get so turned on that you break something.
Oh, man, remember this looking across at Dave?
What happened?
You oh, I know, it? I know, I just, and paying, and like paying for a pussy in any kind. But what's funny is, I swear to you, it's, you know, I always find my kill times on the road, like just like sticking around on my phone while like mindless shit's on like YouTube or whatever. And like when I run out of Candy Crush lives is what I call it. And one of them I go on, I type in the city I'm in and the word escorts, and the first one that always comes up is this one called Escort Alligator, and it's just a kill time of like the ads are funny, they're so indicative of the place you're in, these ads and stuff. And I just
this sounds like Jay's trying to cover himself
funny.
For just getting caught,
you know,
on Escort Alligator.
Sometimes I'll click on the order button. It's hilarious. I'll put my credit card info in. It's just I don't know.
You know it's
hilarious.
You know it's funny because I brought it up on Bonfire too, so it is, but that's like I'm covering my bases. But what's funny is they also now like in them, like it looks like the world of prostitution isn't like come over, here is money, and we have sex thing anymore. It's like some of them are like, it's like accepts payments only in like Applebee's gift cards or like weird shit. Like it's very odd.
I've been caught doing this multiple times by girlfriends, and this isn't even covering my ass. This is maybe covering my ass for the future because I will still do this from time to time. I'll go on.
Oh, you told us this, and I love it.
Yeah, eros.com. And
like porn stars.
Yeah, you can look up the category for porn stars. And if you go to New York, LA, Miami, Vegas, any like big city where there's like porn, where there's like, you know, or I guess New York, they don't film porn, but there's for some reason a shit ton of porn stars in New York, you can click on them. And what you can do is you can actually just figure out you're $1,500 away from just fucking this porn star. So in terms of the fantasy of it,
you jerk off to the idea that you.
Oh yeah, fuck her. Yeah. No, I'd email her. I'd negotiate. I'd be like, oh, this is fucking crazy. I'm negotiating.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, yeah, dude. Hell yeah. And then I just jerk off to the negotiation. Jerk off to her porn.
Oh, because you've had an interaction with her now.
Oh yeah, I really waste their time. What is this? Is this
the
New York
stars that are available?
This is New York porn stars. Let's see. Go down.
Let's see if we know any names of any of these.
Let's see. Trinity Sinclair. I know
she's been on
SDR. That's on a lot of these chicks just from SDR show. What's kind of funny is I've seen
Ebony Mystique
on SDR show the same week that they were on Heroes.
It's hilarious. Ebony Mystique was on Bonfire yesterday. I think the second porn star that ever came in, and we drew her.
Yeah, because oh no. I'm glad she wasn't on Legion of Skanks and we drew her.
Yeah, no, it was the right place. Let's see. No idea. Oh, is that Joanna Angel? Yeah, that's Joanna Angel.
Yeah, Joanna Angel. I know her.
Yeah, keep she was just down. On SDR also.
I don't really know any of these chicks.
Just Kate Tiffany. Bloom. Tiffany's not a porn star. Hey, Tiffany. Keep going. Nope. Oh, I think Minka was like a famous one from way back in the day. She's got to be an old lady.
Ew.
Babe West, I think, was on SDR.
Rebel Lynn.
Rebel Lynn's a sad story. She used to come on SDR a couple times.
Oh, my God. Is she going to tell me the story if I order her?
No. She came in. She was in a throuple with a couple. Then she was like their third. She was like 19. And it was like an older guy, like a creepy older guy. And he ended up like him and the other one broke up and now she's in a relationship. I mean, she's maybe like, you know, early 20s and this guy's like in his late 50s and it's like he's just a guy who like.
So he's a real ass dude and she's a sad sack.
You said it. That's what I was getting at. Boy, you really know how to summarize my words.
Hell yeah, dude. No, you can go to if you go to like Vegas or like LA, there's like more known ones, I think, because New York isn't like. A lot of those bitches are calling themselves porn stars.
My own, yeah, for sure. Tiffany, my own.
Also, what do you call a star anymore? Is there really any porn stars anymore?
No, I guess the best you could do is.
Well, are they even like shooting things anymore? Or like they're? I mean, but isn't almost
it's all scenes. It's 100% scenes, though. I don't think there's many movies coming out.
But here's what I'm saying: like, isn't it almost like? Doesn't it kind of feel like people who were in like working at like Kodak? In like 2006, you're like, dude, this is about to be done. Like, there's no money in this. Like,
right.
I don't understand how there's really like all the girls that are making money. I think are making money on OnlyFans now.
No, it's the same thing as Legion of Skanks. It all has to be self like made at this point. You can get a contract and they'll give you good money. That's what that girl was saying happened yesterday. Like, Brazzers gave her a contract, so I think that's like good.
Yeah,
in that world for like money, but the rest is just like you just get paid for scenes, your own website, just advertise, just like podcasting, basically, like podcasting with pussy.
Yeah, I don't. All pussy. I know, I mean, I don't know anything about it. I just know that there's an near infinite amount of free porn, and then I hear that girls are making crazy money off OnlyFans. It does make you wonder why anyone would be getting fucked for free.
Well, no, I'm not saying they don't get paid.
But why would anyone get fucked
for? Well, it's like the source video they got paid for, but then it's like once it's on the internet, like it's like here's the thing. Back in the day, you'd go, you know what? You know, 1,000 people might buy this video, right?
Yeah, we also don't know. There might be a Pornhub, like an advertising, like split to the thing because they use like. You know, they use clips. It's kind of like that's almost like iTunes or something. You know?
Well, those girls, I know there's another subcategory and I've never done this, but you can go like Pornhub Premium or like X Videos Red. Right. Yeah. And what happens is it's almost like you subscribe to the premium side.
It's like no girls, ads.
No ads. But also there's like limited videos. And those girls, I think, have deals with those sites specifically.
Yeah, for sure. And then their webcam.
I don't have like a moral thing. Like just the reality is like, no, you don't wish it upon your worst enemy. I would.
No, I don't have. Yeah, I don't have my thing's not moral. My thing is rooted in pure insecurity that I'm like, I just can't like have a girl. I'll assume that she's fucking me for the money. I think we said that on the show before. In my mind, I'm like, she's fucking me.
What do you mean?
But, like just like that. She's like,
if I'm you pay a girl for sex, she is 100% fucking you for money.
No, but I'm saying, and it wouldn't happen any other possible way. And I just feel like it just makes me feel like shitty.
I almost, that's the complete disconnect from it. Like you'd go, oh, she's fucking me for money. Like, you know, like that's the part of the turn on. Is it not?
No, not to me.
that you could pay this whore to suck your dick. Like that's it's like it's
no,
decadent.
I'm like
it's like eating two desserts. It's fucking.
It's what do you call it?
I have a different mentality in the world.
Yeah, you really do. As far as that stuff goes, for sure. No, I'm just kind of like, oh man.
Like, Jay's like, oh, she's not into it, and Lewis is like, she's not into it. Yeah. Yes, this is so great. Try Look to her face. No. She's miserable.
Try to say no while I throat you. Here's $5 more. Shut up about it.
Sorry. All I'm hearing up here is blah.
No, I'm not being a hypocrite. I've done it. I'm saying I've gone the hookers, but for some reason I was younger. It didn't strike me. I was like, that. My first thing about them was like, I can't believe this exists. What a perfect solution to a problem in the world.
I'd have to bring a girl out to three different movies. Jay's doing the hooker math. I'd take her to three different movies, dinner. I mean, that's way more than $160.
I feel like a sultan. They'd be like, here is 10 hot Asian girls. Pick y'all one. And you just would. I thought it was the greatest. And then... I don't know. Honest to God, it was probably like the telling the stories and kind of look back on history when I was driving the strippers and escorts to bachelor parties.
Yeah,
doing like 10 years now, I guess, almost of the SDR show and meeting these porn stars. Do you know what I mean? Like talking to them on a human level sometimes, or also not being able to talk to some of them on a human level because they're zonked.
You're like, tell me more about your father boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I mean the porn stars are the reason we learned pretty quick. We have to ask, when we do the first at the end of the show, the first rock show or your first concert, your first drugs and first sex experience. And like, now the question is always like your first consensual sexual experience. Like, you have to say that because like sometimes without even missing a beat, they go, well, the first time I'm not going to talk about, but then when I finally wanted to at 11, the story. And you're like, oh God. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you take pictures with them afterwards and smoke a joint. You're just like talking to them and you're like, man, like, damn. I tell you, the one that got me a couple weeks ago, I forget what her name was even. See? But she was like, yeah, well, I don't want to remember. She was like, again, it's always funny when you get in the fun first. She was like, oh man, I made a joke about putting a foot in the ass or something. And she was like, I love getting like toed in the ass or feet in the ass. And I'm like, no. She goes, I would do it right now if you would. So this girl sat on my, I put a condom over my foot and she sat her asshole over my toe. And then sat back down and we were all laughing and joking. And then she goes, I forget who I was sitting across from. Rob Dukes, the musician, who was like an older guy like me, and she goes, Ralph asked her some question, and she goes, well, let me see. I'm 21 now. I started doing this 3 years ago, and my head just almost hit the table, dude. I'm like, yo, you're 21. Why are you doing this at 21? And I just had my toe up her ass.
What I'm saying?
Where you're just like,
by the way, I can jerk off to her now that I know that story. If you want to know an insight, it's to my sickness.
You don't have a child, or you don't have a daughter. That's that may also have a major slap on all of this.
Maybe daughter, son, schmorter border. I don't know. Like I'm saying, like it's the connection to knowing that your toe has been in her ass. That
right. No, I get it. That's not that far.
Are you jerking off to her ass or Jay's toe?
I'm jerking off to the fact that I know my friend Jay's toes. And yeah. I know what
That's not foreign to me what you're saying.
Because those toes have been in my ass.
It's the same.
And now they're in her ass.
It's the same. Yeah, I'm saying just like it's the same thing as like meeting them, and then you're like, oh wow. Like this girl told me, I know weirdly that she doesn't like Chinese food. I'm going to go fucking nuts. I know that. I'm going to go watch this video.
Yeah.
It's like a humanizing quality to it.
Jay, I wish we could talk about what I texted you.
It's a great example of that.
It's the best example.
Because I have no experience with it except human and other people have the sexual experience, but I'm just like, it's just somehow the connection.
Oh yeah,
they said like Lewis just made it's the same thing you just said, Lewis. Like the 2 degrees of separation, and like no way, this is great.
Hell yeah, let's do plugs right quick. Can I go make a coffee while you guys start plugging it up?
Sure.
It's the only reason that Lewis is always self-serving in the strangest of ways. It seems like a good time.
Absolutely.
I could really go for some plugs. Anyone else go for a couple plugs right now?
Plugs. A cup of plug-o?
Just seems like a really good time to have a cup of plugs.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening to this, I am currently at Cap City Comedy Club, Austin, Tejas. think I'm doing Dr. Drew's podcast while I'm down there.
Oh, that's fun. You'll really enjoy that, dude. Yeah. It's a fun. You'll be really good on that show. He just gets like people to call in with real weird medical questions. I think you'll
be particularly. Oh, it's a call-in show?
Well, it's not a call-in show. It's like an internet version of that. You know, like people send him little videos and shit like that. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But like, so it's not live, but he listens to voicemails and listens to like video submissions and shit. It's fun.
Oh, I love it. That's cool. Ooh, I like it when it's got like a thing. You can just do a thing. In my mind, it was going to be a weird, like, we're sitting across from each other, and I go, I feel like I know a lot about you. You don't know a lot about me.
Well, no, he talks for a while. He was also really, he really liked doing Legion of Skanks and shit. Mm-hmm. And so, like, he was like, he'll be into, like, talk. Like, you talked to him for a little bit before that, but you'll have fun. You'll have fun.
Nice. I'm excited. That's happening, I believe, this Friday. So be on the lookout for that. After Cap City, I am going to be in San Jose Improv. Only second time there. Awesome big club. So come fill that bitch out, please. Then Stress Factory for the week before Christmas. I'll be down there, hopefully with some fun friends. And then, of course, New Year's Eve. If you can make the trip to both. I will be in San Diego doing the American Comedy Company. Off New Year's Eve weekend, go see the Skanks up in LA. Go see me down there. We'll send you a free something. And then, of course, I'm out all next year, first quarter of the year, every single weekend going into April. Special hopefully coming out February. Now they're talking March. I don't like to talk of that, but February or March. And look for me in a city near you. Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Dan Soder on the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, yeah. Lewis just sat down like he was jerking off and had to pop his leg back into place. I hope he's okay. ComicDaveSmith.com is my site, and all ticket links are all up there. The only thing I got left this year is the New Year's Eve show with Lewis J. Gomez out at the Comedy Store, but I'm going to be on the road a bunch in 2023. So ComicDaveSmith.com, go check there for all the dates. And Part of the Problem and Yo MMA Rap. Those are my other podcasts, all here at Gas Digital.
When you're out hitting the road every weekend, Davey, mm-hmm. which is coming, you're really going to see the thing, though, the difference, because you did, you know, you did do it a bunch with me earlier in your career.
Right.
I mean, go on the road with me a bunch, and you will see now. It's just funny when you'll be out there. You probably see it in the amount you've done already, where you're just like, oh, this was a younger man's game. Like the non.
Oh, yeah, I've already. Yeah. Oh, I've done a lot of it. I traveled a decent amount this last year. I mean, no, not as much as you do. Sure. But it's. Yeah, I also. You know, it's. I used to love the road so much. And the road was so much fun. And part of it was because, like, I, you know, not that I still love stand-up comedy, but you don't exactly love it the same way as when you're young and, like, you know, it's just a kind of different thing. And you doing long sets was fun. Like in the city, I'd always just do short sets, and then you go on the road, you do long sets. And I'd love staying in hotels. Yeah, and I was always like, yeah, I love hotels.
And
dude, they clean it. They clean it for you. Yeah, it's just fun.
Can I do my plugs?
Yeah, I'll just real quick say, and then I realized it's not that I love hotels; it's that I lived in a dump.
Yes.
And now that I have like a really nice house, the road was
better than home.
It's like home is so much better. I hate hotels. It's awful.
This bed's not as great as mine.
Even the nicest hotel, you're like, I don't know. I'm in a room alone. I'm gonna be at home with all my stuff. My
Lewis, where are you gonna be in a room alone?
This is coming out Friday. Saturday night, Glendale, Wisconsin with Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour. And then I will be in Toronto December 16th and 17th, New Year's Eve. Almost sold out, Dave. I'm trying to get a second show added. We're going to have a lot of fun out in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve with Karen Feehan, Crack Amico, Zach Amico. Maddie Smith said she's going to be out there. I told her she could bop on the shows. Colin Turrell. It's going to be a crazy, crazy night. So come out and grab tickets for those shows. And then throughout January, I'll be in DC, Phoenix, Cuyahoga Falls, which I don't think I've ever been to, and in Ohio, and
Ohio is a great comedy state.
Minneapolis as well. And then also just added St. Louis. This is just by myself the first week of February, and a lot of other stuff. San Diego's coming up in the spring. Houston's coming up in the spring. Lots of stuff being added constantly. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for those shows and many other things. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Instant access to the on-demand library for this show and all the other shows on the network. Support us that way. It's the best way you can support this show.
And follow me on Twitch. My Twitch channel has been bumping lately. Watch me play Warzone and a couple other games pretty poorly, but it's a good time. Inside scoop on everything. Oh, and you guys are looking out for Skankfest. Skankfest presale is December 12th, just in time for Christmas. So grab your presale tickets at a discount before we announce anybody on the lineup. We're announcing the date and the location on December 5th. December 12th is the presale date, 1 p.m. Eastern, skankfest.com.
Everybody, it's so funny on the road, Lewis.
What?
It's so funny. What I'm known for is that I, especially in Philly, because I like hung out at the club like late and everything, and there was like fans and friends and comics all hanging out, and how many people came to me, like fans, and they go, it's like, dude, like, come on, you'll tell me, like, when is Skankfest? Or, you know, where is it? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, when is it? And I go, I don't know. And they keep going, you don't fucking know. I go, no, I told them not to tell me because this is what happens and I will say it.
Would you really not know?
And I have to explain, no. And I have to explain, I have no idea when it is. And I have to explain to everybody the reason I said that is because this moment right here, I'm stoned, I'm drinking, and I'll be like, you know what? You come to everything I do. I'm going to say it to 17 people all night. You come to everything I do. You know, I'm going to tell you where it's at. And it's blah, blah, blah on this date. No, I don't. I told
it'll be on the Facebook Christine group or on the Reddit group within a minute.
Yeah, I don't know when it is. I do know where it is. And if you come see me live, I will tell you. Come ask me.
I think I have a couple places where I know it. I think we shouldn't even. I know. I think it could be, but I don't.
You know where it is. You know where it is. You don't know when it is.
I definitely don't know when it is. I could take a shot at where, but I wouldn't do that anyway. But I have to give everyone the whole hotel story. Yeah. That's what I say to everybody. I go, if we don't have hotels in whatever city it is, we're fucked. So we can't do it there. So I say, don't tell me.
Yeah.
They all think I'm going to do it. And I would. I'd fuck up.
You would. Guys, just fucking wait till December 5th. We got merely days away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
this Monday coming up.
And then make sure you keep some time free next year in July in Jersey.
Jersey.
Hey, dirty Jersey.
T-neck skank fest.
Oh, yeah, Dave, did you get back to Lexi, the Fox producer?
Oh, no. She just texted me today, I think.
Sexy Lexi?
I will get back to her.
Oh, you're actually going to do the documentary now?
Sure, yeah, I'll do it.
Well, here's the thing. They want to include the skank stuff in the documentary. So she's like, yeah, I'd really want to get Dan and Dave on if we could, because I think it would like really round it out. She said nothing about Big J. And I think it's because she kept on calling her an idiot and laughed and scoffed at the idea of doing the documentary.
Yeah.
Publicly.
For sure. But I I did apologize for calling her dumb.
She's great. She's actually really cool. And
I give her a lot of credit for having a good sense of humor.
Cool. Yeah.
She had a good sense of humor about the whole thing. Good for her.
Good chick.
Dude, I'm too fucking hardcore for Fox News. Go ahead, you pussies. You do it.
Yeah. It'll be good, though. We'll see what happens. You think Dan will do it?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I'm almost certain of it.
Not after you tell him not to.
I wouldn't tell him not to. He can do whatever he likes. I don't tell him what to do.
Dan. You follow Nature's Metal, Jay, or no?
Yes, I do believe I do.
Dave, do you?
I'm not sure.
I know I've heard of that before, but
I don't know what do they do again? I know I've heard the name before.
It's just like a collection of nature videos where nature is
like eagle kills baby alligator.
Yeah, it's like nature's just being particularly metal.
Are they just on Instagram or are they on Twitter too?
They're on Instagram and Twitter, but Instagram they're pretty big on.
You can watch like YouTube.
Because I don't really fuck with Instagram that much.
Yeah, it'll be a fucking god show. These are killing. There's just two lions killing a buffalo. Just watch it.
Nature. I'm so brutal.
Nature's metal. It's a different website, Dave. Nature's brutal.
It's so funny if that thing was charging at you or your kids.
Oh no! Go to the hippo, dude. Go to the hippo charging. Go to the top.
Is that always that 800-foot fucking alligator thing?
Oh shit!
Just keeps going. They cut it off, but it's
fucking... Man, that thing starts moving, huh?
They run 18 miles per hour. All of everything that I know about nature is from Nature's Metal.
What is it he's eating?
Well, it tells you, even though the pursuit of flesh is not necessary for their survival, baboon species are some of the most prolific hunters in the primate family. Yada, yada, yada. What are they eating here? Let's see.
It's a deer.
It's an impala, yeah. Well, it's a baby impala.
Yuck. Yeah, I don't know.
No, baby meat rules, dude.
Yeah, it's nice to be a human. I got a lot of shit on my plate, but I don't have to like worry that someone might eat one of my kids. Probably not. I'd say it's not impossible, but it's almost certainly not going to be a problem.
Isn't the one that shows that big, like the 100-foot alligator that walks across the ship?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
You've never seen the giant alligator?
No.
Actually, what, it's like a 25-foot. Come on. Bobby, bring up the giant alligator.
Hippopotamus, I would have no fear of. I would just be like, I'm not. And I know they say it's the world's most dangerous animal, but I would just be like, shut up.
The strongest bite. Never seen these things? You got to show, like, is it the one on the golf course?
Yeah.
No, this isn't even close to the one.
Dude, this is why we can't fucking get on Rogan again.
So
we just can't. We can't nail these videos. If we were like just fucking talking about this with gusto and amazement, we'd be fucking crushing it. Look at Dave. Dave's like, oh, look, the alligator.
Dave's like, man, I sure would love to talk about killing that with a bow. But these fucking fats won't know. These two land lovers wouldn't know anything about that.
They sound like a pirate.
Bobby, oh, big giant alligator golf course. You got this, dude. I'm so proud of you.
That was it, dude. It was literally a big giant alligator on a golf course.
There is what I'm talking about. That's a fucking dinosaur.
That's fucking insane.
I would also have no fear of an alligator. I'd be like, Arthur, going to ruin my shoes. I think they would ruin my shoes.
Wow. Nature's Metal and Lewis is dumb.
Dude, I'd let it take my shoe, and then I'd be like, I'd kick it with the other shoe.
Look at it compared to a person. Perspective.
But like, how fast is that alligator? Could he catch him? And if so, why is this guy so retarded?
Because he thinks he just discovered a dinosaur.
Hey, alligator, wrong golf course, boy.
It's me.
You're gonna get a shoe in your ass.
Yeah.
Oops, lost my footing. And I'm dead.
Nuts.
I mean, alligator, I guess I would have a fear, yes. But snakes, I have no fear. I would have a fear of a snake biting me, but not like a boa constrictor. They're like, yeah, dude, that thing's going to wrap itself around you and strangle you to death.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah-huh, dude. Yes.
How slow would you have to be to let a boa constrictor get you?
I think they're pretty strong, bro.
No, dude.
I've told you the story on this show, my buddy Ed feeding a snake, right? I know I have to let
I don't know, before. Maybe. Tell it again.
It was just, it's funny because what those things do, Ed was the guy in my group of friends. We liked him plenty, but he acted over Italian. He acted more Italian than he was. He really was stoked to be Italian. And him and his brother had a 10-foot Burmese python. That's a constrictor also. And they used to have a video of him feeding it a rat. And he's got this rat in his hand, and he's slapping a python with it. And he's doing like the, oh, look at this prick. Yeah, this prick's fired up, huh? He's getting all fucking worked up. Look at this angry. And you just see the snakes like doing like the slow, like looking at him. And he's like, hey, you fuck. Eat the rat, you fuck. And then as quiet and fast as I've ever seen something happen, it just goes. And he goes, oh, oh, oh. And you hear his mom start screaming, and then there's like one of those cuts where you can see they turn the camera off and then back on. And when they turn it back on, this thing is wrapped around his arm four times. And he's like, Ma, go, call the ambulance. This thing's fucking squeezing me. They ended up having to go to like the, they'd have somebody come in and like fucking like get the snake off, or the brother was able to maybe do it with like a stick of some way. But like, no, dude, if they decide they're going to kill you, you'll be dead for sure.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm afraid of
only most. Maybe.
I'm afraid of most animals.
Zach told me that this like a thing like people have like pet pythons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what'll happen is like the python will like stretch out next to you on the bed, and people are like, "Oh, look, it's like laying down next to me." And what it's doing, it's measuring to see if they can swallow you. That fucking morbid and fucked up.
Oh, it's laying to hug me.
Oh, he wants to cuddle. He's starting with my toes.
You remember in the movie Anaconda when it ate John Voight, and then when it spit him back out, he looked at the girl and winked.
No, I didn't see it.
That was the worst thing in any movie ever.
I don't remember that movie.
I mean, how ridiculous is that? He gets regurgitated and winked at J-Lo.
Did you guys see the old woman that was found inside of the python?
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. What's that?
It was in India or one of these other countries where you could have your grandma eaten by a snake and not know for a couple days.
Grandma must have just walked off for a bit. I sure hope that python that has grown about 180 pounds. I sure hope she didn't encounter him.
Yeah, dude, they cut it open and they like pull her dead body out of it. It's crazy.
20 miles per hour in water, 35 miles per hour on land, alligator. Yeah, dude, you're dead.
Yeah, this is the
Python they pull her out of. Well,
yeah, let's see. Oh, come on, why are they fucking
nice and censored? What if they're just censoring it? like it's like a
process. It's just another pussy. It's Jay saying the N-word.
It's me mouthing it under that picture.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, thanks for showing us nothing with no audio. That's great.
Appreciate that. You guys got to figure that out in queue.
What were some of these stories you had? Did you say there was another epic fight was in the notes, Alex? Yeah, Alex, start throwing us some of these stories because I don't have the notes in front of me.
Yeah, hold on. We do have a good fight.
Let's see an epic fight.
I have thought about that last fight from Monday every day since. That was fucking crazy.
The little guy when he got flipped upside down over the girl.
Yeah, with this hot girl, dude. Oh man, that girl was hot.
And she
took a bat. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll never know exactly what that thing was.
Dude, then she jumped in at the end and started beating up the black guy. She's a badass fucking chick. God, she's a good woman. What a good woman.
Would you be my mug, shorty? Wedding bra. Nice.
Yeah. Let's see.
Let's take a peeky poo. Dude, I've been laughing so hard for days when you said potato patalia.
Potato patalia.
That really made me laugh.
Let's see.
So, Alex, which one am I clicking on here?
Click on the smallest one humanly possible.
I'm...
Bobby, do me a solid.
Bobby, turn the volume as loud as possible and the smallest video possible.
Crack it up to 15 and rip the knob off.
Let's see.
Can we start it over? I don't know what's happening.
There's women fighting. It's white people. That chick looks kind of hot.
Ooh, best punch of the whole
fight. Oh, that guy drilled her. Oh no, these guys got fucking. Wait a minute, they have fucking the long. What are those? The long tubes that they use in pro wrestling hardcore matches.
Oh, fluorescence.
Fluorescent tubes. Oh, that was a good punch.
People were so into it.
Yeah. This is a wedding on Long Island.
Is it?
I don't know, but it seems
you have to. So that's what I was going to say, Jersey Shore. The crotch. Oh, this is a bunch of
fun. Oh, they're foreigners.
Yeah, what type of event is this?
Are they foreigners?
I think so.
It's a wedding?
This is a wedding.
Damn, oh, he's beating him with a crutch. That's what it was.
Oh, then she got in and grabbed the crutch. Oh, then he punched her.
He knocked her unconscious.
Damn, she needs better hand. She needs better head movement.
That was crazy.
The crutch, ha ha ha.
Ooh. Damn, this guy will just throw.
Oh, this guy fucking just drilled this little pussy guy in the face. Well, he ducked. No, he's hurting. He's feeling his own face.
No, he's feeling his face.
These are all young boys right here. This is like a prom, actually. Look at these kids. These are all young kids.
Ooh, this guy's going on.
This is not a wedding. This has to be like a prom, dude. This is a Russian prom.
You think?
Maybe, dude. Why are there so many teenagers at a wedding?
I mean, there's some older people.
Why do older women fight?
The guy who was punched the girl. He's
an adult. Why do women jump in?
This bitch keeps on getting knocked down. Dude, redhead keeps on getting knocked down over and over and over again, and it's the fucking funniest thing in the world.
But you know what, though? Honest to God, if they are like some kind of Russian or Ukrainian, they could all be like, they could be teenagers. They live hard lives.
It looks like a lot of teenagers, and they're also acting like this.
That one guy's laughing. He loves it. Man, this guy's been in.
This redhead's going to get knocked out again, dude, because she keeps on getting knocked out.
Oh, yeah, she does. Right here. Some guy just drills her again. By the way, look at his push. Wait, go back to that. That push was great. He goes, you ready? You want it? You want it? Look. Do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to push a chick down. Damn, dude. These guys, where are these people from that they have? They are treating the girls. It's the most equal I've ever seen women be treated.
This is actually a feminist video.
Equality. True equality. We all brawl together.
Is this what suffrage is?
Oh, they're outside now with more crutches?
Dude, there's so crutch many crutches.
Whoa. I almost feel like a crutch is not a good
weapon. Hitting a girl. They're attacking
Who
a girl
Who is
with
the guy that his crutches are missing?
Yeah. Look for the guy sitting
on the floor. Help!
Excuse me. I'm not on either side here.
Yeah. Hey,
little help.
It's your cousin Jim with palsy.
Only a woman
with crutches.
Only a woman would try to use a cone as a weapon. Idiot.
She can't even lift it up.
Like, I'm gonna pick it up. That's heavier than you think it would be.
Dude, who? I wish there was any story behind this.
Is there a story behind it? Is there any responses to the video?
It's a gypsy wedding
in England. Well, that now it all makes sense.
The hotel they stayed at. Okay,
that makes sense. This with these people. You know what it is? So that means fucking people from opposite families met. Do you remember that documentary Knuckle? Is that what it was called?
The Stokes family. 9 people arrested in the same family. Wow,
so funny. Yeah, you ever see that? The gypsy, like, bare knuckle fighters? They, like, cut promos all year, and every year they just meet up, and there's, like, 5 fights family to family.
Yeah, I did see something like that.
Yeah, it's an older documentary.
Yeah.
I think we got a trailer, though. Bobby?
Can we get some doc trailers? It's been a while since we've had a nice doc trailer.
That is true.
Real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, and you are, if you're listening to this show, you love Kratom probably, right? Get it from YoKratom.
Absolutely. And as you know, they're the best supporters of everything we do, whether it's this show, the network, Skankfest. These guys are awesome, and they support us. So please, if you're going to get Kratom, go get it from YoKratom.com.
Hell yeah, guys. No promo code or anything. It's just the best deal on the internet. $60 for a goddamn kilo. All right. Where were we?
I'll tell you what. I watched the Casey Anthony, all 3 parts of her interview thing last night. It was good. It was interesting. She is inherently unlikable, but I don't think she, again, documentaries get me. I don't think she killed her kid.
You don't think she killed her kid?
Really?
Oh, I got to watch it now. She's hot.
She's not. At no point really was she ultimately too hot, but she's very, very unlikable. But like, I think things looks right. I mean, like, they really,
dude, the trailer for that documentary got me on such a crazy level.
Lewis, you can't talk about documentary trailers if we're not allowed to watch documentary trailers. You can't just describe how good they are.
No, I don't want to get you guys
rules. Documentary trailers.
Oh, they're so good. You know, you see a good trailer. You don't even need to see the whole documentary. See that trailer.
Trailer's
got all the info I needed.
No, I'm being
not
serious.
Guilty.
The trailer. I mean, did you actually see the trailer for it first, Jay?
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to watch it. Fine. Right. By the way, it's such a good documentary trailer that I will say, fine.
I haven't seen this. I'm excited.
The best documentary trailer I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. We're back. Core values.
My daughter's been missing for the last 31 days.
It's happening. The most closely watched case, certainly since O.J. Simpson.
As to the charge of first-degree murder, not guilty.
Casey's never told her story. Did she murder her daughter?
Casey interview? Mark Byrne?
What do you think my question is going to be?
Why did I wait 30
pause it. This is not the fucking... Stop it. It's not the cool trailer. This trailer sucks.
Well, we didn't even get all the way through the trailer. How do we know if it's not cool?
It's not it.
What do you mean?
The one that I saw, it like shows a couple little flashes, like, you know, from the media. And then it goes, you know, she's never given an interview.
Yeah, it's coming. And then
but this was the trailer that I saw, though. I'm telling you.
Uh-oh. It might have just been a portion of this trailer.
It was the teaser was great on it.
Did you see a trailer for a trailer?
Because the interview,
right? Teaser.
So the interviewer goes,
Bobby has another. He says he has another.
Well, forget it now. I'm just going to tell you. It's fine. The interview goes like, why would you decide to give us an interview? And then she like kind of clears her throat, but doesn't say anything. She just opens her mouth a little bit and then they cut and then they like have the date of it. And you're like, oh shit. It was so good. It was so good. I was like, oh my God, I want to watch that. Now that trailer sucked.
Well, fuck you, Dave. You don't get to see the end of that trailer.
This has been one big tease.
Suck a dick, dude. Suck a fat dick.
The lowest form of podcasting is watching part of a documentary.
Just watch the end of the trailer.
Bobby has the other one.
All right, the other one that I just described in completion. We don't need that one anymore.
But now I really want to see that one. Itching.
All right, two documentary trailers, and then we're done.
Which one am I playing? Are we gonna finish the first?
Oh. The no, let's not finish the first. Let's finish the first one. Go ahead.
Let's finish the first one. Come on. You start a job, you finish a job.
I'm gonna grab an espresso.
Not guilty. Casey's never told her story. Did she murder her daughter?
Bobby, we didn't say rewind it 20 seconds.
No.
Marker?
What do you think my question is gonna be?
Why did I wait 31 days to call 911?
Did you do everything in your power to protect your daughter?
The public thought that Casey didn't want to be a mother.
The lies make you think that she did murder this child.
It's not the Casey that I knew. She loved that child.
Let her through!
I lied.
Aww.
But no one asked why.
Why? She was fucking annoying.
Oh. I just remembered when they showed her friends, one of the craziest things. But yeah, it's good. Really good. I crushed it all last night.
How long is each part?
An hour.
You know what? I might be downloading that for fucking my flight tomorrow.
Ooh, sticky. That's a hilarious thing. If someone look over their shoulder and see you watching. Yeah. Morbid. I wish I watched more. I try to sleep on a flight so I never watch shit.
I can't. I can't sleep on flights at all.
Yeah,
I wish I could.
When I flew that afternoon out of Vegas one time, I watched most of the newest season of Cobra Kai. That's why I got through that. Everyone says it sucked, but I say it kept me interested through the flight.
Pretty entertained.
It's running out of steam, though, Cobra Kai.
I think I might be a season behind.
All of the nostalgia factor is completely gone. You're like, all right, I'm done that. So now it is what it is. There's none of that.
They're bringing
Easter
back.
Eggs mean now nothing. You're like, all right, dude, we get it. Got it. You made a reference to Karate Kid. Come on, give me some substance.
Well, they just brought back everybody that you'd really give a shit about having come back at all. And it's just like, it's too like regular now.
Is it
like, when you're like, oh, guess. The guy from part three came back. Like, that's fucking crazy. But now he's going to be signed up for every season happening moving forward because he wasn't doing anything anyway. You know, like when it was exciting to see him, and you also realize he's actually an actor who doesn't work very much anymore.
Let me guess.
Excited for
Miyagi has like a great grandkid that's a character or something.
No, they're not there. It's really all about bringing back. They brought back the kid that was the bad guy from part three. The only thing left is Hilary Swank. And I don't know if they're going to get her.
No.
You know what I mean? But they've gotten like...
That was also... That was a disconnect from the actual series.
Yeah, but still Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Which was important.
Get Jaden Smith.
Oh, they do the crossover. Well, they're doing a movie or something with it, but I don't know if they're taking movie from the TV show. No. They're doing the... I don't know if they're making up the TV show. It says they're going back to like the original storyline of Karate Kid for a movie, but I don't know if... what that means exactly.
How many more things like that are they going to do? Because like nostalgia, especially for like
our generation. I like that one.
But it's such a big thing for our generation. And it's because like, I mean, I guess they probably do it every year, but it's like we're at an age now where we're going to buy it. We're going to like.
Yeah,
like,
it's also a weird thing. Like I remember watching was like Super Bowl commercials or something this last year. And you're like, it's almost all of them are either woke or nostalgia. Like almost everything is either like, hey, here's this crazy new woke world. And then they're like, but if you hate it and miss your childhood,
because
we're remaking everything from there for you.
Keith Robinson used to have a joke about this where it's like you fucking skyrocket time wise so fast through your 30s. And that when you're hitting like 40 or around 40 or, you know, whatever, like you are like, whoa, where did it all go? And then you get excited to see a thing from like that time. You know what I mean? From that time.
Yeah.
So it's
like a, whatever.
The rebooting Saved by the Bell. That's crazy.
The feeling of like nostalgia. It is a unique thing. I don't even exactly know what it is, right? The feeling nostalgic. It's as unique of a feeling as feeling like deja vu. You're like, I can't exactly put my finger on what that feeling is, that it's unique, right? So they figure it out that is valuable, like really, really valuable right now. So they're tapping into, and sometimes it's done really well. Like I watched that 8-bit Christmas movie. I don't know if you guys have watched that. Your kids looked a little too young, Dave. But it was, Jay, not for nothing, pretty fucking, like, just kind of enjoyable. And it's about a dad, Neil Patrick Harris, is telling his daughter the story about how he got his first Nintendo. So it's like a flashback. The whole movie's a flashback of him, like, playing Nintendo at the bully's house. And it's, like, literally, it's just, like, a slice of everyone's childhood. Like, everyone has that story, and they really nail it. But I feel like a sucker as I'm going, like, God, dude, fucking, yeah, do you remember fucking Paperboy? Like, oh, never mind. No, dude, you're not gonna get me. I don't even give a
fuck. Don't do it. He goes, oh, dude, the power glove. Only the biggest nerd had that. Bobby, I believe you have a trailer.
No, stop.
Oh, no? Oh.
Oh, wait, the trailer, the 1 minute trailer, is that what we're watching?
Of 8-Bit Christmas.
I was doing the 8-Bit Christmas.
You have the 8-Bit Christmas trailer? You can
No, it's fine.
We talked about this extensively.
Yeah.
Another,
but that is the nostalgia stuff. I don't know. It hit me hard. The hardest it may have ever hit me, where I was almost like, had to sit down. I was like, this is great. Was seeing Guns N' Roses of all things, because like they were my favorite band when I was very young, and never saw them in that. And then, you know, they were done forever. So, and then, you know, by the 10th song, you're like, it is hilarious how old they are now and whatever. But that first, like when they opened with Welcome to the Jungle, and I was just like, it was like so goosebumpy and like, it was crazy. Crazy cool feel. I was just like, felt like I was like 11 years old again.
Yeah, there's I mean, a lot of it. It'll just get me, you know, fucking remembering your childhood. You know, it's also, it was like a cool, like these, like the 80s and 90s were pretty fucking cool.
They were the peak of America, man. That's why everyone's like so into it too. It's the nostalgia and the fact that just like that was almost it. Like there's just, I don't know, there's just something.
Everyone
about
hated
it.
Gays.
Still, no, like you weren't like bashing gays the way you would in previous eras, but you were still allowed to hate them.
Yeah. you were still allowed to hate them.
Don't beat him up or nothing.
Yeah.
No, but it was like,
no, but you'd be like, you just call him a freak and you like knock their bike down. That's it.
Yeah. No, but it really wasn't like, I don't know. There were some things that were more hateful then, I guess, but it's not like it was like crazy. It's not like we grew up in like fucking Jim Crow or some shit like that. Like it was like, yeah, everyone kind of thought being racist was bad, but there just was like, I don't know. It was just a different thing. We were more like now with like the internet and shit, it's almost like no one even like as a country, we don't all watch the same shit. You know what I mean? There's very few things that like almost everyone in the country like watches. Back then it was like every kid watched MTV. It was just like what every kid watched. You go across the country, everyone watched it. Like everyone kind of like, I don't know. It was a different fucking time.
Like racism was brought. It's also funny how it comes into your life, I guess. I don't know if racism was brought into my life through like, it wasn't brought in through violence or it was brought through humor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the time I realized that I even like, you know, thought about there being a difference between people in school, it was like jokes. Do you know what I mean? I'd hear about things through. It was never like,
It was like almost hatred. Like back in the day in the 80s and 90s, if somebody was racist, right, or if somebody's being called racist, it's because they were a racist piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah. They were doing they were racist shit. You're David like, oh, Duke. Yeah, yeah. Fuck them, dude. They're racist. They're Nazis. They're actual Ku Klux Klan members. They're hurting minorities. That's crazy. Nobody was called racist for making a joke. And there was no system to brigade against this quote unquote racist and jump on board. There was no game.
Listen, Lewis, just like this, like the reason why now it's like a made up, like they'll almost be like, oh, that's what all the racists say is when you say like, oh, I have lots of black friends, and they'll be like, oh, you have lots of black friends, because that used to at one point be a fantastic argument against someone calling you that you're a racist.
It still is a fantastic argument.
Because like you go, oh, I have lots of black friends. They go, oh, I mean, if he has black friends, then obviously
I don't know
racist.
What else to
like,
say when they go, you're a homophobe. I go, but what about all my gay buddies?
Like, you just reminded me of a joke that I used to have. You remind me of a joke that I used to have. It's like I was like, yeah, I have lots of black friends. That's what a racist would say. It's like, no. A racist would say that black people should go back to Africa.
Well, it is. You must have never met a racist, my friend. Congrats.
But it is amazing, like how they make
what
that.
What racists
like,
are going? I love black people.
But
no racists
like,
are saying
but it's literally
that.
The equivalent
goes,
of like
are
if someone
goes, "I'll have one to my house for Thanksgiving," and they go, "Okay, I'm going to bring one." He goes, "Okay, I'll prove
like,
it."
It's
I'll
like someone
it.
Was like, they were like, you hate scrambled eggs. And you're like, I had scrambled eggs for breakfast this morning. And they're like, that's what everyone who hates scrambled eggs says. They all had it for breakfast this morning.
It's the problem. Like, the most simple argument is the best argument. But then people call it like, they go, well, that's fake now. He goes, no, it's the answer.
It's obvious.
100% of the time the answer.
It's
like,
proof.
I love black people. Okay, racist. Here we
that's
go.
That's what every person called a racist says.
Now,
you hate gays, and you think I go, dude, I've made out with my friend Lewis before. They go, so you think that proves you're not homophobic? I go, I think it does. I think it really, really does.
We're a much more racist country than we used to be.
I don't agree with you, Jay. Can I tell you why?
Sure.
Because you hate gays.
We were mocking homosexuality with a look of disgust on our face.
Sure. But I mean, if we were against this life and whatever, we would have never done the action.
Maybe. I mean, it was just funny. Like I could. Yeah. I mean, I'm funny.
I promise
first.
You, anyone who hates gays, who doesn't hate gays because like they were molested or something. Anyone who just like hates them for whatever religious reasons or more, or just they think it's gross, they would never do that for even a joke. No.
Yeah,
way.
You can only hate gays so much before you're gay again.
Yeah.
Like anyone who's like them, you
if
can
you
get
just
seven,
focus on that. He goes, I'm fine with black people, but these gays.
Yeah, like if you're like a 7 out of 10, you could hate gay people, but if you're like an 8 or a 9 out of 10, you're gay. Like you love gay people, and that's why you hate them.
Yeah, you're pissed off because they get to dance. They get to dance like that. Are we wrapping this up? I know one of us had a...
Yeah, Lewis has to go.
Hard.
You're going to blame me.
One of us had
well, if you guys, for all our paid subscribers, switch over to Gas Digital. Me and Jay will be watching documentary trailers for another 2 hours. Come chill with us.
Doc trailers with Dave and Jay. We'll catch you guys. Oh, I won't be there Monday.
Aww.
I'll catch you guys in the next Zoom one, but enjoy the live episode. You guys, you're announcing what you're doing yet, Lewis?
No, that's not happening.
All right. Well, enjoy the live show on Monday, everybody. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.